Thanks for joining me on Earthcast, a platform for bridging the resource gap between people and planet. This is the final episode of the Social Enterprise Story season, co-hosted by Delisha Govender from Push Local Ventures. We'll be hearing from Ntabi Singham Singata from episode 1 and from Chief Etienne Davids from episode 2, where they will answer the Q&A that came through on the live stream during our Mandela Day event. Brilliant. So,
all right.
Would you mind reading the questions? I'll repeat them on here.
No problem, guys. So from the Cape's Kitchen, hi, this is Ishan. What is the overarching vision and purpose behind the creation of this micro-city, Chief Etienne?
Oh, perfect. So the overarching vision. So basically what is at the foundation grounds of this? This is to prove that everything is possible if we back each other and we live in balance with nature. Self-sufficient and sustainability and eco-friendly solutions, those are not just buzzwords. They are based on ancient principles, and it's things that literally laid the foundation to where we are today. And if we return to those principles, not only are we able to then reduce our carbon emissions, and you know, we are able to then at least save the planet and certain species of not only plants. I mean, you should know as well that the Western Cape is one of three floral kingdoms, the most diverse floral kingdoms in the entire world, and the largest of the three. So what we would try
crazy,
to do, it's ridiculous, right? So if we're saying, yeah, we're not just talking about recycling, we're not just talking like, yeah, yo, now you're sitting on a toilet that used to be a bunch of 2 liter bottles. It's actually proof that harmony with the elements and harmony with us creates the harmony in all of the things that we're able to produce. So that overarching message, that overarching vision is to unify us all as people and to show us that we don't need to wait for someone. We don't need to rely on others. Yep. We need to rely on each other. And that means you must stand in your purpose, in your power, and be available to serve. Because if you don't choose to, then nothing's going to happen. Like me doing that, I'm not something special. I'm not someone phenomenal. It's not because I'm a
You're not Black Jesus?
I'm not. I'm definitely. Or like what I've heard before, is that
no,
Rasta Jesus?
Is that Rasta Jesus?
I'm like, jobless, ma. Yeah, hermit. So it's about not just saying what should be done and complaining about it, but then taking the step. Like I said, even if it's just bringing a spoon, bring that spoon, be willing. Yeah. And then once we've created this micro city, it will then be easier for our people to understand it. Instead of just having it as a theoretical idea, you can walk on the land. You will see, you will drink the milk from the organic farm that is built within the sustainable ecosystem that allows itself for you to be the best version of yourself, so that we, the community, can be made up of the best versions of all of the human beings. I hope that answers your question shortly.
Thank you so much for sharing with us, Chief Etienne. We have another one from Naeem Jordan. Chief Etienne, from your perspective, how does the government feel about the micro city?
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
I want to tread carefully because I would like to speak not as a... It's so important when we navigate the nuances of relationships. And this is not to say the government is perfect or that the establishment or any of that. It is to say that we need to understand that the tools or the cards that we are dealt is that which is in our hand. And we need to navigate that with the respect that it was given to us. So I think for the most part, the way the government feels, I think at its core, it would like to be what I think we all believe the government should stand for, and that's for the people, by the people, with the people's best interest at heart. And I think so far with the intention, I think it's more of a, let's see it work first, because it's also a very dangerous area to navigate because there is revenue, economics involved. And when you talk economics, because we cannot operate within a capitalist system and ignore economics, that's something that's a part of the conversation that's kind of difficult. What I do feel is that there's a huge amount of support that I have experienced in my engagements with certain government departments, with certain government officials that back the two things, that we are really standing for as Indigenous people. And then that's first and foremost, before anything else, it's just recognition. Yeah. Like, just be like, okay. And recognition goes deeper than just like, all right, you know what? I'm going to stop saying you're a brown man or a Cape colored or something. I'm going to understand your history. I'm going to understand and acknowledge the fact that things didn't start 1652. Things existed prior. We cannot erase history, and we can acknowledge that those are things that we built. Africa has contributed more to our civilization than just labor. So there has been some but I think that they want to see us do the thing first, and then they will maybe step in a much greater role. But for so far, we haven't seen any pushback. If you're watching right now, please get in touch with me if you want to support us in any way or find out, because this is not an idea again for us. It is something that is intentionally designed to be a blueprint to be put in as many places to alleviate poverty, to alleviate unemployment, to increase the amount of training and skills retention and the digitalization of our knowledge systems and our heritage that's sometimes lost because it's oral history. Mm. These are important aspects and components that they are concerned about too, but it's difficult navigating that in the spectrum of the Rainbow Nation with the history that this beautiful country has, with all the people that are in it. I mean, again, coming to the identity thing. No, me being, understanding where I come from, knowing that I am a descendant of the Namakoi, I am a descendant of the Bondel Swarta, that in the Kogokwa kingdom, I have found now, even today, I found a whole bunch of Davids. So I'm like, whoa, that was an incredible thing. So I am now able to actually feel a lot more empowered about who I come from, so that it makes sense of actually who I am, and I have a much clearer understanding of who I want to be and how that person can be the one that I can be proud of as a member of the community. In a short answer to your question about the government.
Yeah. we have one from Happy Hearts Forever. Chief Etienne, how do you feel about teaching the youth the ways of our Khoi and San way of living?
So here's where I feel a lot of conversation happens. And I find this in the spaces I get to operate. I'm very fortunate, and I always give thanks for my journey, as difficult or as wonderful or whatever it was. Like, every single failure, every single success, whatever I experienced, everything led me to the point where I was able to be the best me at that time, so that I can then make decisions to ensure that I can be better than the one I was yesterday. Mm-hmm. And one of these things that is like so... I mean, for the youth, the power that the youth possess is not dependent on the elders or on the, I'm blessed to be in the position I'm in, where I feel like I'm kind of the intermediary, the mouthpiece between the youth, because I'm young enough, believe it or not, young enough to be a youth.
You're still a youth, yeah.
But I feel like I have enough kilometers on my clock to at least be present in the presence of the elders and the leadership, to then gain from their knowledge and also understand the perspective, and then be able to translate what they are trying to say to us, the youth, and also express what us, the youth, are saying and wanting to try to get from the elders. But where I find a fundamental flaw is in your question is you're forgetting your own power. You're forgetting the amount of strength that lays in your first fact that you have the inquisitive nature. You've decided to ask the question, pursue that question. And in the moments that you find dead ends, don't rely on your elders or someone else. Rely on what brought you there, your creator, the guidance that you get from your ancestors. And this is not like in the sort of like esoteric or sort of like the sort of like, you know, like, I can't get that word now, but that sort of word where it's just like kind of my sum of my net, man. But it's in the sense that you're, again, we are functioning within the realm of the third dimension. And I don't want to get into the science of all of this, but we function in the third dimension. Whether what you believe or not, there are multiple ways that everything can operate and be read at frequencies. When someone transfers, energy cannot die. It can only be transferred. And if you believe that in this meat puppet, there is a soul.
Meat puppet.
Yes, this meat puppet.
He calls me a meat puppet all the time, and I'm like,
I know, right? I know, I'm sorry, no disrespect, because I know it's a temple and the rest, but I never want to forget the fact. I never want to forget the fact that I'm an elemental.
He's a beautiful mess.
You know, I'm a spiritual being having a human experience. And if a human being,
not a human doing.
No, exactly. Exactly. So when I tie myself into that understanding of that frequency, and I allow those coincidences that, oh my goodness, isn't it such a good thing? I had that gut feeling. Call it what you want, whether it's the angels or there is a frequency that you are in line with that allowed you to make a decision that is in the betterment of not only yourself, of those around you. And you have that power. So when you connect with each other, you as a collective have a lot more of an opportunity to bridge that gap and actually go to the elders and say, yay, teach me. My cup is still being filled. I can only fulfill my role for where it's at. I like to try to share what I can, but again, the power lies in your hands.
Yo, thank you so, so much for your share. I really appreciate that. And also what you were talking about with giving proper respect and understanding people's community, I want to give a shout out to Tracy Kwai, who is doing the most incredible tours around Musenberg. And you should definitely give her a Wakeupstadt brand a checkout.
Definite.
And Chief Etienne, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.
And some of the questions that have come through online, one particular question for Ntabi that's come through. This was asked by Janine.
I love it.
Thank you, Janine, for a very complicated question. okay, so question for Ntabi Singh.
Yeah, who's
Janine
your top
has
three?
Many. Your resilience and entrepreneurial mindset at a young age is better than gold. There we go. Look at that. Look at that.
Wow. Developing Africa, sure.
So, where does the question start? Which people or institutions are supporting you? Or who is reaching you with their support to lift up your voice and give you what you need to realize your vision? Can I steal that question and add to it and say, how do you problem solve with that? Sorry, Janine. Maybe we do that.
Mm-hmm. What's the pivot?
The pivot is, you know, when you've answered these questions, how have you? Okay. What is your niche in solving these problems?
Okay. So answer.
Okay, so who is supporting me? I made mention of a huge support system that I am still growing, but definitely at this current point in time, being on this podcast alone and having you even ask me that question is amazing. So thank you, Olivia. And Earthcast, and then most importantly,
Push Local Venture.
I was getting to that. Yeah, Delisha has been pivotal. Push Local Ventures and their drive to invest in youth to develop localized solutions. I feel that it's a calling that she has, and she's seen this through. So thank you for believing in me. I'm also supported by WOMHUB. They've opened their first incubator here in Cape Town. Part of the first cohort for the Cape Town. Yeah, for the Cape Town incubator. So they've also supported me in many ways. They have provided me with mentorship from Bertram Richards. Mm. Yes, from Marvin Solutions. And his wife, Bev, as well, who I am still, you know, building relationships with and just trying to extract as much knowledge and information as I can from everyone around me who has already walked this path. So I am a sponge. Mm. And Olivia, could you please repeat your question on problem solving?
Yeah, I really complicated that one, didn't I?
I kept it simple. What just happened there? Yeah.
I made problems where there were no problems.
No, it's okay. Try again.
I wanted to know, you know, given Janine's questions, what is your ability in problem solving? Why you particularly, given where you've come from, what you've experienced? One of the questions that came through is, how have you created your own luck?
Your own luck.
Because we know that luck isn't something that just happens. Uh-uh. So the question is, how have you created your own luck? How do you problem solve differently?
Hmm. Sure.
So I'd say it's always been in my nature to problem solve. And that's part of the reason why I went into engineering to begin with, to develop the skill of problem solving. And during that whole journey of finding myself in industrial engineering from civil engineering, I've developed a deep sense of...
Damn.
Sure. Yeah.
No, but I've developed a deep sense of empathy in the journey, not only for myself, but for the people that we design for. And it's very important for me to meet them where they are.
True.
So where are the youth? Are they in clubs? Well, then meet them there. Do you get what I mean? Like, get them where they are. So that has been golden for me in relating to youth and developing solutions that they can relate to and that they can use and that can be beneficial for them to realize their own potential. So get us where we are.
Yes. Mm.
Absolutely.
And empathy, a whole lot of empathy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because you need to really feel what people are feeling in order for you to design whatever solution it is that you're designing for them. So oftentimes as entrepreneurs, and I am also guilty of this, we sit in behind our desks and we come up with complicated solutions and we just throw it out there, right? Mm. And it doesn't really serve its purpose.
Yeah.
And that's where you pivot and you physically ask them where they are. How are they feeling?
Mm.
How is their day? Like, what are they thinking? What are they searching in the world wild web? I mean, you know, you spoke about digitization, but there's an increased access to information. So, so like, what are they engaging with? What are they reading? Like, just finding out where they are.
Sure. Deep investment into your customer and your user, hey?
Right.
Love it. Deep investment. It's
a great starting point.
No, Janine, I love the question. I think Ntsabi's left out quite a few other backers, but I think she's being polite because she doesn't want to run a whole list of look how cool I am, yeah? But I think beyond just her being an incredible young person, her solution is really in a field that really is, you know, it's needed in our country at this moment. And there's huge opportunity for it. And a lot of our young people have technical skills in the electrical engineering space or in the energy space, but they're often the laborers. Mm-hmm. And so I think what's really special about what you do is taking someone from being a laborer and being able to position them as a primary service provider that is a need within our community. So I love that. I love your grit. And I think you always have, like, we'll always have your back. Everyone Archer tonight, we're all here because we love youth. We love the development around this, yeah. And just having you, you know, really pursue entrepreneurship is such an inspiration for all of us. So thank you. Keep shining the light bright. We look up to you. I know you say that all of us sitting here have done a lot for you, but you've done a hell of a lot for us. I don't have a question for you. I think I just have, you know, just more affirmation. Just keep going. Mm. Just keep doing great things. Chief Etienne, when he stepped off here, he literally looked like he was a fangirl. He was like standing here like,
I was ready to get my pom-poms,
yeah,
Mitch.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Stop it.
Seriously. And like Janine says there, you know, that it's gold for the developing African economy. So you've inspired a bunch of people. I mean, straight after the program, you went straight into working for us on an international business program for Bucknell University. And straight after that, you employed a bunch of youth to do community liaison in their own communities to bridge the gap and for them to be their own kind of voices for this solution. A very few people at your age can say that they've employed another person out of their own community, kind of 2 to 3 months after, you know, really setting up a concept. So you've worked quickly, you've worked amazingly, and I'm really, really proud of you. And I mean, Olivia, honestly, I think when I said your name, she was like, dude, don't even have to say it a second time. Like, I know who you, I know there was a person that made me like stop my whole day. Yeah, she stopped my whole life. She shook me, yeah. The same for you, Chief Etienne. And I know Olivia hadn't had a chance to meet you, but I mean, you guys are spirit animals. You can see it. Like, yeah, it's really beautiful. So yeah, just thank you. And thank you, Olivia, so much for being so special. You really mean a lot to all of us. And so does Earthcast, Jeremy, your team. Thank you guys. Wow. Janine, always mad love.
Number one fan.
So needed by me when I was younger.
By the way, just for what you can't see or hear in the background, please will you introduce yourself? Thank you for doing our Instagram live.
Yeah, yourself.
Yes, you, sir.
Do you want to switch out with me quickly so that we can hear you on the mic?
Come on, I'll jump out for you.
Come.
Oh, here we go.
Come just introduce yourself. This has been one of our men behind the scenes.
Hey, everyone. Okay, which one?
Speak into the mic.
Into that camera over there. I'm in this mic. Hi, everybody. So my name is Mikhail. I'm from a company called Smooth, and we are basically a universal commuter payment system. And I'm just here in basic local support of Chief Etienne and Sister Ntsabi Singh over here today. I'll have my shot on the chair a long time, nobody. So for now, we're just showing mad love, mad support, and that's what it's about. Training the mission.
Thank you so much. And I'm also going to put Aiden and Jeremy on the spot. You two get over here.
I
want to hear your voices.
Yeah, come. Here we go.
These are two others behind the scene here.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Jeremy, thank you so much. This is the man who is in charge of the sound. So you can hear us all and significant amounts of emotional support. Aiden, get over here.
Aiden's manning camera right now, so I think he's going to...
Oh, you can't put camera down.
Yeah. Camera with.
Aiden's our licensed specialist.
Apologies, yeah. Aiden's a follow him on Instagram at Aiden Tobias. Cool. And unfortunately, that is bringing our question and answer session to a close. And Delisha's disappeared off out of camera. Jeremy's joined us. What a lovely contribution. We've got a whole new... We've been playing musical chairs. And we would all love to have your feedback on what you've thought of how we have facilitated this podcast, what we're going to go forward and do in the future, this online webinar, and, you know, how we can continue to have authentic, open, and not safe, but risk-accepting discussions. Thank you so much.
Beautiful.
Woo-hoo!
Well done.
That was exciting.
I think just thank you to the Earthcast teams, the Push Local Ventures team. It's really cool that these conversations are taking place and that there are platforms like this for people to share these ideas. Because I think that a lot of young South Africans would benefit from a lot more of these conversations. So just thank you. Thank you to Chief Etienne. Thank you to Ntabi Seng. Thank you to everyone involved, really, I guess. And let's continue the conversation.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Have a lovely evening, day, wherever you are. Thanks, guys. Thanks for checking
in.
Bye, Janine.
Thanks for streaming in.
Thank you for joining us for the third and final episode of the season on Social Enterprise Stories, co-hosted by Delisha Govender from Push Local Ventures. It's been a real privilege to try something new in a risk-accepting space. I hope that Etienne's and Ntabi Seng's stories inspire you to take action guided by your intuition, in the same way that it has for Delisha and myself. As always, I'd love to hear your feedback and what the season brought up for you as we continue to explore the complexities of social enterprise in South Africa.